This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 397, essay formats that lower your IELTS score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn the incorrect formats and the appropriate organizations for IELTS writing Task 1 and Task 2, both general and academic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jessica? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. James had his first Little League baseball game last night.
Oh, that's so cool. How did it go?
So fun. It was so fun. I'm assistant coaching, even though I know nothing about baseball. But with ages like 4 to 6, assistant coaching pretty much consists of wearing a team t-shirt and standing on the field and telling kids like when to run and to like go back to their spot and stop playing in the dirt. That's like all I have to do.
That's so funny.
It was super fun. They're so cute, though. Oh, my gosh. It was great. When was the last time you saw, like, little kids play sports? It's the best.
Probably when my brother was in, you know, was on a soccer team. I used to teach tennis to kids. Like, in New York, I taught tennis to little kids. And, yeah, in New Hampshire as well. So, yeah, I used to have, like, some really young, really tiny, tiny tots in our classes, like, 4 years old with this big racket that's bigger than their head, you know?
Yeah. Oh God, it's so cute. I love it. We're spending a lot of time with the t-ball stuff now.
Nice. That's awesome. That's good for kids. I mean, again, sports I think is a great way to develop a work ethic, and that's what we need, and especially when we get to big exams in our life, like IELTS or getting a job, right?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, this idea of like knowing what's expected and following the rules, right? So That's really what we're talking about today, because we had a question in the Facebook Live session, which, guys, Facebook Live every Thursday, 12 noon PST. If you guys want to come to the live session and you could interact with me in real time and ask me questions. Yeah. This was one of those. Lindsay, do you want to read the question?
Yes, I will read it. So the student said, "Hi, Jessica. In a writing task, which method is better to use, the block method or the point by point method?"
So I remember talking about this in the session, actually. It's an interesting question. And it applies to both task one and task two. Format matters, you guys. You are graded on having the appropriate format. So for example, in task one, and this is, you know, for both general and academic. In task one, if you present information with bullet points or with like an outline or basically like any format besides paragraphs, then your task score goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And your cohesion score goes down because you're not organizing stuff using paragraphs and linking words. So again, like this is all directly connected to the scoring system, guys. And this goes towards the idea of knowing what is expected of you, right? Like being the assistant coach of little kids, you have to be very, very clear with everything that's expected, right? Like every detail. And I think as teachers, sometimes we assume our students know certain things. Just like as an adult, I assume that this kid is going to know that third base is over there and to not like run to first base or what, right? So like it's amazing what details you have to break down. But this is for teaching as well. Like, I shouldn't assume that you guys know how to form paragraphs or like what a paragraph is. So in our course there, you start from the beginning, right? Yeah. What is a paragraph? How do you build the introduction paragraph? How do you build the body paragraphs in both task one and task two? Because, you need the fundamentals. You need to start there. So that's the answer there, guys. You need to use paragraphs in task one and task two, both general and academic.
Good. Yeah. And exactly. And when you're in our course, you go through the step-by-step system. And if you end up getting the extra practice package, which is an additional add-on that you can get once you're in the course, you get to actually watch Jessica writing an essay on video, which is one of the coolest things. I love that. Do you remember making that, Jessica?
Yeah, it was such a good idea. It was really fun to make too. And you know, like as I was writing and like recording this at the same time, I could feel the pressure. Like I could feel the time pressure and the pressure to perform. So this is like a genuine model. It's not like most of the models you guys are going to read for IELTS essays, like they're written by native speakers. They didn't do this in 40 minutes. They didn't do this under the same time constraints as you have to on the test. So I think it's really beneficial that way because you can experience the thought process. The fact that writing is recursive, right? You go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. It's not just like straightforward. So what I mean is like sometimes I'll type something and I'll realize like that's not the right word and I have to go back and correct it. So I'm talking you through this process the whole time. And then you also see the benefits of proofreading, being able to go back to your essay and look for mostly like vocabulary opportunities that I missed while I was writing. So yeah, that's a really beneficial lesson. Hello, wonderful listeners. If you are ready to learn the most successful and high-scoring templates for writing task one and task two, no matter what question you get on your next IELTS exam, get into our course, Three Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I mean, really, you take them through the three steps that they learn through the course, through the system, in the main part of the course, guys, and you are shown exactly how to write it. And just an add-on lesson that's extra for you guys if you want to really, really maximize your skills for the writing test. And we know that the writing test is the hardest part of the exam for many people, so we're giving you guys these extra things that you're going to need, okay?
Yeah. In the extra practice, you also get models of every single type of essay that you would have to produce for general and academic for task one and task two. So with these productive skills, with writing and speaking, it's a really good idea, guys, to first just receive models, just receive this information. Look at how it's done correctly. Look at what's possible and what's expected before you try to produce it yourself.
Yeah, it's just like in my Tai Chi class when I go now on Monday nights, usually the teacher says, just watch me first, right? Because we're learning this segment of 8 or 9 or 10 combinations of postures. And he says, just watch. Don't try to mirror me. Just watch what it's supposed to look like when it's done well. And then you start to break it down posture by posture and learn it yourself. Yeah. But first, you need to see it done correctly because you need to know what you're working towards.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Having a framework, right? Having a clear goal in your head. It's important in all parts of life, but in IELTS, you need to have these clear expectations, right? Like some of these questions that we get in the Facebook group, these would all be answered if they were just in the course. Like every single question that comes up is already like included in in yeah. the lectures and practice of the course. So we do take you step by step and break everything down. So all the skills are practiced in isolation, and then they're brought together for like this final essay or this final speaking part three answer or whatever.
Exactly. And that's something that we just can't do on the podcast. We can't do that on the Facebook Live, and we can't do that on the YouTube videos, right? You're just getting bits and pieces. It's great, but it's not the full picture, guys. So if you want to get the full step-by-step picture, you want to go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and enroll in that course. Get your login and get started today, now.
Yep. And then you could ask me questions in our closed Facebook group. So the questions in there are great. The interaction in there is awesome. And recently there's a student in there that's posted like three essays that that I think it's a she that she has written because her test is coming up. And she's like, guys, if you have any feedback, let me know. And so other students are reading these essays and commenting. And it's very interactive. It's such a useful tool.
I love that. So cool. So cool. And again, I mean, if you're in this exclusive closed Facebook group, you do get answers to your questions, not only from other students, also from Jessica, pretty much anytime. And with the Facebook Live, it's only once a week for 30 minutes. So that's a big difference right there, guys. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts on writing here, Jessica, before we wrap up for today?
Yeah, one last tip. There was a question that came up in our closed Facebook group about the appropriacy of using you and I in the writing. So guys, just to clear this up, you have to use I in writing task two because you have to give a clear, strong personal opinion in order to score highly for task response. However, you should not use you because as with academic writing, using you is it's too informal. That means you're speaking directly to the reader, which you cannot do in formal writing. So just to clear that up, guys, you have to use I, but stay away from the pronoun you.
Wow, that's interesting. These are quirky little things about the IELTS that your average academic tutor, your average tutor, your average writing tutor won't know, guys. So again, we've talked about this before, so we don't need to go off on this tangent, but don't hire a general academic tutor, a writing tutor, or even a test prep tutor. Hire an IELTS professional, right? Or just join our course. Yeah, you got it. All right, we are out for today. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been good.
All right, thanks, Lizzie. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.